The laws restricting the operation of late-night venues have become one of the most divisive issues in Australia's largest city in recent years. They even prompted the establishment of a new political party, Keep Sydney Open. Now the newly re-elected New South Wales government is reviewing its lockout laws, as Thomas Ariti reports.
The laws are so controversial, they've become the subject of a song.
Won't let me in, won't let me pass, I'm blocked out fast, locked out. Won't let me in, won't let me pass, I'm blocked out fast.
And in the years that followed their introduction, as venues began to close in Sydney's CBD, crowds gathered in protest. First introduced in 2014, the New South Wales government's lockout laws have mobilised people across the state.
Empty streets.
The Keep Sydney Open party even ran candidates in regional areas, campaigning against what it claims is the rise of a nanny state, where new laws have challenged civil liberties. Now the government says it's time for a rethink.
Well, this is, of course, a review, which is something that governments should do regularly.
David Elliott is the New South Wales Police Minister.
High on the terms of reference for this review is community safety, and as Police Minister, I'll be working with the Police Commissioner to make sure that that is remembered.
And community safety has been at the forefront of the laws.
We're still in a period of disbelief, like it's a bad dream and we haven't woken up.
That's Ralph Kelly speaking to the ABC back in 2012. Days earlier, his son Thomas died after he was punched in the head in an unprovoked attack in Sydney's King's Cross. Then on New Year's Eve in 2013, teenager Daniel Christie was the victim of a similar attack a short distance away. He died in hospital.
Sydney's successful alcohol laws have saved lives and prevented thousands of injuries.
Dr. Tony Sara is the president of the Australian Salaried Medical Officers Federation, and he supports the government's claim that since it introduced the laws restricting trade for late-night venues, the number of violent assaults in Sydney's CBD has dropped.
If those lockout laws are repealed and we get a return of the swill palace culture that we had for many years, there is no doubt that Sydney streets will once again be flooded with alcohol-fuelled violence. We'll see a dramatic increase in assaults, sexual assaults, injuries and deaths.
But there's no talk of a repeal just yet. A cross-party parliamentary committee will review Sydney's entire nighttime economy, including the lockout laws. The government says it'll consult with key police, health, community and entertainment stakeholders. And Tony Sara says community safety should be the priority.
The alcohol industry making lots of money, in my humble opinion, is less important than the multiple smashed faces, the multiple deaths, the multiple sexual assaults.
On Sydney radio station 2GB this morning, broadcaster Alan Jones had a different view.
These laws have crippled business and crippled Sydney as an international city.
He then described Sydney as a morgue. The think tank Committee for Sydney doesn't quite go that far, but it does think the laws should be put under the microscope. James Hume is the group's director of advocacy.
Sydney has an increasing reputation that its nighttime offer is not as good or as diverse or as vibrant as other global cities. So we see this as an ideal opportunity to review how the nighttime economy works within Sydney and try and ensure that we can build upon the great nighttime offer that exists in some parts of the city to ensure that Sydney becomes one of the great nighttime destinations in the world.
But why is this happening now? It's been just a couple of months since the New South Wales election, and some parties, like the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers, want to wind back the laws. Keep Sydney Open's Tyson Coe says there's no doubt politics is at play.
It was a lot of the crossbenchers, such as the Shooters and Fishers and the Greens, that wanted to get rid of the laws. And for us as a new political party, where we had an impact on the election, received over 80,000 votes, I think the government understands that maintaining these laws is just going to be a major headache for them.
The committee has been asked to report back to Parliament at the end of September.
Thomas Ariti reporting.